Okay, it's time to connect the dots. This is VBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is Radio TV. There's an image being broadcasted behind my voice right now. If you're not aware of this, we'll find out about it. You could be watching the video right now, and you have no idea of all the exciting video that you are missing. But what's more important is to listen to what I say. Hey, we are at war. The governments of the world, under the control of the New World Order, had declared war against the peoples of this world, the peoples of planet Earth. Their mission is to destroy us, annihilate us, lower the population, sterilize the young people. And they're doing it all with vaccines, whether you like it or not. And they bought out all the radio stations, all the TV stations on mainstream media. I mean, we're talking about the AM and the FM stations. This is internet radio. We're still free here. But they bought out all the AM and the FM stations, and they broadcast their propaganda over them. And they were giving you every excuse in the world to go out and get a poisonous vaccine stuck in your perfect, healthy body. And you stupid people are falling for it. You people are stupid. I don't care if you think you're helping your relatives or anybody else. You're listening to the lies of deceivers, and you're stupid. And you're creating a divide in the society, but participating in this scamdemic, this crazy, insane stuff, something has to be done to stop it. Because this is war. War has been declared upon humanity. And these people need to be brought to justice. The governors, the prime minister of Great Britain, the doofus in charge of France, the other doofus in charge of Germany, all need to be brought to justice, charged with crimes against humanity. The current president of the United States needs to be charged with crimes against humanity, trying to bribe people, give them $100 to get a poisonous vaccine, to kill themselves, to harm themselves, to hurt their loved ones, to sterilize them, and to do all kinds of horrible things to them, because there's no logic to putting poisons into your body. You know, that's fake science. Been perpetrated upon humanity for the last 100 years to get you to believe it's real science. It's not. It's fake science. It's evil science. It's a misuse of what is known. It's being used to deceive and sicken and kill people on a grand scale. This is a plot against humanity. If you don't understand that, man, you are part of the problem for not understanding it. Damn, I just had to say that, okay? But in the meanwhile, there's good news coming. The Galactic Federation, you know, the group of 52 star nations that have joined together in goodness to bring justice and love and harmony to the universe as the real God wants. Only the false gods want wars and troubles. The real God is a God of love, only wants everyone getting along and being happy. And that's where we want to be. But this rotten world government here, all controlled by evil on planet Earth, the New World Order, totalitarian regime from behind the scenes that controls all governments of the world now with bribe money and other high-tech mind control techniques is making our lives difficult. This is war. We have to recognize the enemy and stand up against him. Every time we passively agree to all their totalitarian decrees, you are part of the problem. You become a servant of evil. You understand that? You vaccine takers, you have become servants of evil. I don't care what you believe you think you're doing. you have become the servants of evil. I don't care if you like that or not, but I have to tell you, there's no middle ground here. You're either for love and justice and truth, or you're on the other side. There's no middle ground. You know, the realities are splitting. Are you going to be, do you have any interest in being and interacting with a real loving God who owns the whole universe, who has created everything, the single source of all creation, of all there is? Or do you want to side with the Republicans and the Democrats, the Tories and the Labor Party, and all the other crooked political parties in this nation and the world? You want to side with them, their game of us versus them, which involves constant conflicts, constant wars, and a total, prevention of the truth being told. And what about you parents? Don't you care about your kids? They have vaccines galore lined up for your children. Dozens and dozens, not one dozen, dozens and dozens of vaccines for your children, your little children. They start them off early, in the hospital before you even get to see the kid. They're injecting your poor children with vaccines. In fact, it's not even safe to have your baby delivered in a hospital anymore because the damn doctors can't be trusted because they're all being bribed heavily to inject the kids with poisonous vaccines. It's a plot to destroy humanity. If you don't understand this, you are fucking brain dead. I mean, really. Watch a few science fiction movies. They've been talking about this going down. Just read the book of the Revelation in the Bible. 2,000 years ago, they were predicting this was going to happen. And all the science fiction movies in the last 50 years have been talking about this kind of crap happening. And if you're not aware of that, well, damn, you need to get aware of it because humanity is being attacked. And if you're part of humanity, why aren't you willing to defend humanity? Doesn't mean listening to the government. The government is the enemy of humanity at this point in time. For any small points in time when government has been able to serve the people, those times and time have come and gone. At this point in time, government is fucking evil. I don't know how else to explain it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Listen, if you've got a counterpoint or if you agree with what I'm saying, hey, call in. Number is 888-627-6008. But, I'm a very passionate person, and I just had to let that out here because they are going in for the kill. If you're not listening to the news, I'm in the New York City area. The friggin' damn mayor of New York City is telling people publicly on the mainstream media, expect more restrictive laws. How dare he say something that to the general public he's supposed to serve? This guy's a total asshole, hasn't done anything good for the city. His only decisions have made the city worse than it ever was. And who the hell is he to be telling anybody anything? We should be telling him what we want him to do, except he's not a willing servant of the public. He's a New World Order puppet. They call him de Blas, but he's worse than that. He's the shit, really, And you can spell it any way you want, but, he's a Democrat. Well, that says a lot right there. And he's singing the same song and dance that the federal government, pedophile Biden is singing. And the same song and dance that the other Democrat governors are saying. They're all puppets of the New World Order. Isn't this sickening? Doesn't it make your stomach turn? Don't you want to take up a stand and defend decent humanity? These people are fucking not decent. They're stupid. They have no authority really even to be in their position of authority, except that you stupidly elect them to them. But what we need is some laws to get rid of them immediately because they have proven themselves to be stupid, ignorant, inconsiderate, bribe-taking, and just total jerks. They aren't qualified to order lunch at McDonald's. They are that fucking stupid and bad. They're worse than that, even. But I just had to say that to make my point. What's it going to take to wake everybody up? You're being duped by your own fucking government. There's no other way to say it. There's no nice way to say it. We all want to be loving and caring people, but following the orders of an evil totalitarian government is not going to make you more loving. And participating in the evolving of humanity is going to work against humanity. Everything that you listen to that the government tells you to do is working against humanity at this point in time. If you can't see that, you're not qualified to even make a decision. Well, you might as well just let the government tell you to go to the FEMA camp and annihilate yourself with your weapon of choice. You know, and they have plenty of weapons for that. You can kill yourself. You can lay your head on the guillotines they have at the FEMA places. Yeah, they have them there, and they're killing innocent people for experimentation. Prove me wrong. Prove this stuff isn't wrong. I don't need to be proved wrong because I know it's out there. There's too many people talking about this shit. All I know, it's a sad, sad story. The people of Earth are chicken shit. They don't want to come together to do anything, you know, meaningful. And it's going to take strategic physical actions to gain control of your government. They're not going to give you any control. They're taking away your rights as I speak. Tomorrow you'll have less rights one way or another. And they're working on it day after day. Day in and day out, and they are relentless in doing this because they see that you are passive fools willing to lay down, play dead, and then allow them to kill you while you're playing dead. That's how bad it is. How many times are you, the general public, are going to allow your government to slam the friggin' door in your face? Time in and time again, second after second, day after day, day in and day out, they're slamming the door in your face, taking away your rights, and you're not doing a friggin' thing about it. Don't you have any respect for yourself or what this world is going to be like for your children when you give away all rights because you're too damn chicken to stand up and fight for your own life? No, you'd really allow someone else to instruct you to stick a needle filled with poison in you so that will kill you, right? You didn't have to make a decision. And guess what? There's no reward for doing anything like that. You've been lied to and deceived. And anybody who's allowed anybody to stick a needle and inject poisons into him, you have been deceived. You have been taken. You have been hoodwinked. And if any consequences come to you upon what you did it to yourself because you allowed government to trick you into listening to lies that there was no factual evidence behind. And, of course, the media helped them do that because they wouldn't allow any counterpoints to all the lies that were said. And that's the whole situation we're in, you know? The future is love and harmony and getting together, but many of us are not going to make it into that future because we're supporting all you vaccine takers. You're supporting the evil government by taking the vaccine. There's no logic to take an unproven vaccine. In fact, there's no logic to vaccines. I've debated with anybody on the face of this planet. Hey, it's Colin Radio Show. They want to call in and debate it. I'll make them look like the stupidest jerks that ever walked the face of this planet. I'll debate it with anybody. I don't care if you have 10 graduate degrees. I'll debate it against every doctor that ever graduated from med school. And I'll explain to them why vaccines don't make any sense. It's not a hard thing to understand, but believe me, they're not going to win that argument. That's how much I know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you don't know crap then, all right? But just the same, there's thousands of medical doctors that don't agree with Fauci or Gates or any other of their friggin' liars, the jerk from Brown University, Addis shit or whatever his name is. You know, he's on every friggin' mainstream media TV show all around the world because he's like, you know, he'll do the same song and dance for everyone. Yeah, we're worried about the contact. We're worried about the increases. We're worried about the testing. We're worried about this. And who is we? He doesn't really represent anybody. He's a paid, hired performer for TV. So he is, just because he has a degree from university. Degrees from universities don't mean crap nowadays, really, because it's all propaganda university now. You know, every university has been taken over, and the only thing they teach the students is what they've okay for the students to learn. The whole truth, no, you'll never get it, because that's the way the world is being run by a one-world totalitarian government. You, who go to college, you're nothing but a douchebag. You know, a puppet slave willing to pay money to get a false education. Really? You're not much better than that. You know, I'm an educated person because I self-educated myself. I searched around and grasped hold to what truths I could find here, there, and everywhere. You know, I'm 100 times more qualified than anybody that ever went to college. And that's what a real education is. You get it in life, and you go searching for the truth, and you find it by your searching. It has nothing to do with getting your approval, A's, B's, or C's from some friggin' fake college. And they're all fake colleges now. Even when they do things good, it's limited, because the secret world government that controls all this world doesn't want real scientists to learn the whole truth about everything. They want to give you parts A, B, and C, but leave out part D, so you'll never get it right. You're never playing with the full deck. You know, that's how it is. If you don't see reality like that, man, you don't have a clue as to what the hell's going on. It's called the radio show. You want to debate me on this? You know, I'll take on any challengers. Because when I speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about. And if you listen to my show, I'm sure that's why you listen to my show, because you're going to listen to somebody who knows what the hell he's talking about. I don't have no doubts in my mind. When I speak something, I know what I'm talking about, and I can defend anything I say. And that's what I got to say, really. Mm-hmm. I need a drink of water. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, this last week, a famous, just to prove I can stop on a dime and change the direction. Last week, a famous person, Dusty Hill, I believe, from ZZ Top, passed away, sadly, at age 72. And I read the review. I'm sure most of us are familiar with the band ZZ Top, you know. Every girl loves a well-dressed man and a dozen other hits they had. But I read the review in one of the papers and was amazing to find out, you know, that ZZ Top, the band, there has been no band ever in the history of the world that the three original members stayed in the band for over five decades. No other band ever accomplished that. You know? Five decades, over 50, I think it was 51 years. Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and I can't think of the drummer's name now. But ZZ Top, that band as it was formed 51 years ago, stayed together until poor Dusty Hill, it was his time. And luckily for him, he died in his sleep, from what I hear. There is no better way probably to die, but lucky for him. And who would have known that they held that world record for the band original members staying together for more than any other band in the history of the world. And it's quite an impressive record. And when you understand the fabric of life, like I read the whole story because I was interested in hearing as much as I could. And they're going to continue the tour. ZZ Top, they've incorporated their, the person they've known for 30 years that they refer to as their guitar technician. They've incorporated him to be the bass player, to fill in the bassist position of the band. Because Dusty Hill is... he played the bass guitar in the band. So this guy has been their guitar technician for 30 years, and he basically knew all the songs and all the parts. And he's going out on tour with them now. And just to prove that the universe works these things out as best as possible, a number of months ago, it turned out that this guy, who was their guitar technician, decided he wasn't going to shave anymore and grow his beard, just like Dusty and Bill, and you know, with their long beards. And sure enough, to be, when he had a lengthy beard just long enough to match up to Billy Gibbons' beard, is when Dusty died, as if it was arranged that, hey, you know, we got your replacement for you, so go to sleep and don't worry about it. And that's how the band is going to continue. And things like that don't happen by chance. They're arranged. You know, I can give you an example of how the universe pays attention to what people are thinking. That one was definitely planned by the universe, whether they were thinking or not. But when my grandmother, before she died, she predicted that she was going to die in her sleep. And sure enough, she died in her sleep, just like she had predicted she knew she was. And I think, personally, that's the best way probably to die in your sleep. Because you don't have to think about it, that you're dying. Anyhow, so much for that. But music is the language of the universe, we could say. Though I hear there is an officially spoken universe, a language that I believe we'll all probably learn as soon as the fifth reality sets in. I mean, in case you're not aware of that, the event is coming up. Our galactic brothers and sisters from 52 star nations are going to land on a planet Earth. Yeah, and they're going to give us full disclosure, and the day before they land, they're going to broadcast on all the broadcasting waves, radio, TV, whatever. Everyone is going to be broken into, and they're going to take command of all the broadcasting systems in the world, our world, and they're going to say, we are the Galactic Federation, and we will show ourselves to you tomorrow, or that afternoon, or whatever. And that's how it's going to get played out. It's not that far off. Unfortunately, meanwhile, we still have to deal with these insane leaders of nations that are trying to still clamp us down in lockdowns, kill people with vaccines, and all the other kind of bad things, you know. And this is internet radio, and this is the last place you can really talk about these things without repercussions, you know. They would never, what I'm saying now, they would never let me say on mainstream media or even mainstream radio, because everything is controlled by the New World Order right now, except for the things like this internet radio. And I can tell everybody out there who might be listening that we the people need to take command of this world. We need to... fire these people in government now. Everybody who holds a position of authority in government basically should be fired for playing along with the sabotage, the deception, and they're basically stabbing the people they were supposed to serve in the back. You know? They have no right to be in government. They all should be arrested for attempted genocide or participating in genocide. It's not attempted, it's been happening now. How many thousands upon tens of thousands of people have been killed already? This is just the beginning. You know, there's a cartoon out there from 100 years ago that it was called a warning to the world about how to take over the world, about what the people, the bankers had planned. You know, and they say the bankers that now own the hospitals, they sure do. They own all the big pharma. They own all of the networks, broadcasting networks. And this cartoon from 100 years ago is explaining how mass media was going to be used to lie to the people, put fear in their hearts, parade the dead around in public, and make everybody have masks, and at the same time pollute the air they breathe. And this was the world takeover plan 100 years ago. Well, it's happening right now. You have to wake up. You know, I really don't want to talk about this. There's so many better things to talk about, but I have to talk about it for a while because too many people are just sitting on their hands, a bunch of couch potatoes, a bunch of sheeple. You're doing nothing to help the rest of us unite collectively and end this sham called government. Government, as we have known it, the elected system of representatives, does not work anymore because the representatives can't be trusted. They're too easily bribed. They're too easily mind-controlled. How can they possibly service if they're mind-controlled and bribed fully? They can't. The system doesn't work. It might work for a short time when it's initiated, but in the long run, it doesn't work. We need to drop it. There are a half a dozen better systems, really. It's not that difficult, but we have to face up to the fact. This republic system of representatives representing large numbers of people does not friggin' work. And nobody can prove otherwise, okay? Any successes were all in the past. And none of the ideologies are good systems, you know? All we need is a system of common sense and real checkpoints where the people make all the final decisions. We can't have representatives making decisions anymore. Yeah, it seemed like a good idea back in 1776 when the population was sparsely spread out and there were no communication links to shorten big distances, but that was then and this is now. Every point in the world is almost instantaneously accessed at this point in time. So there's no need for representatives. They're obsolete. I'll say that again. Representatives are obsolete. Elected representatives are obsolete. They're obsolete. They're not needed. They're not wanted. They serve no functional purpose except to serve themselves. They have no wisdom. They have no logic. They have no ethics. They have no loyalty except to the money. This is a system that does not serve humanity. It must be disabled and taken down. It's a rough thing to do because the people who have the authority to take down the system will never take it down because they're too busy having fun riding the gravy train, sucking up the fats and juices of life, sucking in the money, and they don't want to do what's right because it means the end of their fantasy trip. So that leaves us, humanity, with only one choice. Physical actions have to be taken to remove the traitorous people from their positions of authority, and we need to dissolve the system as it is. We need to change all the friggin' laws. That's it. Just wipe them all off the book and start from scratch again. You know, the best person who ever came up with laws was Jesus Christ. He said there's everything is based on two commandments. Love your God with all your heart and soul, and treat others as you would want them to treat you. Well, just we don't even need the first one, because we all automatically love God when we come to our senses. We need the second one, though, to treat others like we would want them to treat us. If we just do that, follow his second commandment, you know, everything will work out. But a representative, a republic, where the elected representatives represent the people, is not within the teachings of Jesus. You know, it's a contrived system of control from afar, and we've accepted it for too long, and any short amount of time we've made it work, it's taken down quickly by those who seek to misuse the system for their own personal gain or take over the world, just like what's happening now. Every government in the world is going to sell their people out right now because they've all been sufficiently bribed. How many times do we have to explain this to you? And it's not just enough to understand it. What are you going to go out and do tomorrow and gather some people together to take some physical actions to stop this insanity? Because they have the authority to send the armies and kill all of you if you don't want to obey them. That's how bad it is. And they proved they're willing to do that. Look what's happening in Australia. They sent the army in with helicopters, and they're flying over every residential area, and anybody seems to be out of their house, they're broadcasting from the helicopter, you better like get back inside or you're going to be fined, you know? You know, forcible lockdowns are not a solution to anything. You know, it's hurting in the population for slaughter. Next, they'll be telling you to go to the FEMA camps where they chop the heads off of people. Yeah, it's been uncovered already. They've been doing that with homeless people. They abduct them off the street, bring them to the FEMA camps, and use all those shiny new guillotines they bought a couple of years ago. Yeah, that's what it was all for. It's part of an investigation of documenting fear of people laying on a guillotine waiting for that blade to come down. And, devious portions of the military are working on these things, and nobody is stopping it. And the satanic bastards are killing children and sucking their blood out, you know, and all kinds of horrible pedophile things are going on to children, you know, and just like the friggin' jerk off in the White House. He doesn't even deserve the title that he claims he has. He friggin' pedophile clone, you know. $100 to people to stick a poisonous vaccine in your body. You know, he is guilty of crimes against humanity by even suggesting that. You know, and it's the same pedophile tactics that all pedophiles use. They offer candy to kids to get them in their lure so they can capture them. And that's exactly what, pedophile Sleepy Joe was doing. You know, it's in his blood to think like that. You know, he probably came up with the damn idea himself. Let's just offer the people candy. $100. And people will fall for that because they're desperate. They need money. But that's not just. That's not right. And we all ought to be against it. And these people should have been arrested. You know, when the government put out that $100 offer to get vaccines, man, there should have been a task force in the White House and all the surrounding areas, all the politicians who were went along with this. And they all should have been arrested. They should have been in jail right now. 10-year sentences, maybe for life, for the audacity of trying to perpetrate such a falsehood upon the American people and the world. I mean, they don't even, deserve to be on this planet. You know, we can ask our galactic brothers and sisters to ship them off to some other planet, please. We don't want these creeps around us. And these are basically, I'm talking about all your government officials, you know, the ones who are decision makers, the elected politicians, yeah, and the election stealer politicians, yeah. And, I mean, I just had to say that, you know. But right now, hey, if you're not watching the video, you're missing out. Because all this conversation, there's video behind it. Entertaining video. And I'm annoyed with everyone when it comes to doing things. You know, that all these people, they got these famous TV shows. Well, why aren't they uniting the people up in rebellion, you know? As the Time People has said, you know, the people's revolution is long overdue. Yet nobody's doing anything. Everybody is squawking about this and that, and everybody's blaming everybody else, but I don't see anybody doing anything, you know? I mean, There's famous people like on Twitter, because that's where I go. I run into people. Some of them are famous. Some of them are smart. Some of them are stupid. And some of them just got a lot of followers because they're famous already, like Kevin Sorbs, you know, the guy who used to play Hercules. Yeah, he has a lot of funny things to say now and then, but he might not be a billionaire, but he has plenty of millions, and he has enough money to start his own TV show, but he wouldn't even think about that. Now, he'd rather go for a couple of thousand likes or retweets on his, semi-funny jokes. Yeah, he said some funny things, but his talent is going to waste. He should take his money and buy a TV, his own TV network, and give himself an hour show doing comedy. You know, he seems to be good at it. But at the same time, you know, what I'm saying here is people like that who have the money to do something, they have a little interest in the injustice, but they're not taking their money and doing what they could do with it. You know? Is everybody who has money really brain dead stupid when it comes to helping humanity? I don't know. But I'm beginning to think so. And then there's, of course, the big billionaires like Gates. Oh, forget it. He's on his way to hell, whether he knows it or not. No, he's going to be disintegrated. It's been mentioned already, him and Fauci. They're on the list, and they will be apprehended as soon as they physically die, and their souls will be disintegrated. Thank God for that. But I think Soros might be on the list, too. But there's other creeps in this world that should be on the list, like Romney, Biden, and some of those other creeps that were part of the government scandals trying to bring down Trump. You know, the old witch from California, she needs to be on the list too. And there's quite a few of them. But they're not going to escape what's coming their way. But in the meantime, we still have to deal with this trash. And we would be into the new reality already if only people would unite, you know? I mean, it requires responsiveness. I know there's an epidemic of responsiveness in this world, you know? But the blueprints for the strategies to how to take control of the government or regain control of it, however you want to phrase it. This knowledge is known already, but nobody wants to take the knowledge and put it into a working plan except me. I claim to be the only one because guess what? I publicly stated I can do this for quite some time now, you know? I publicly said it before the last election when I was running for president. Yeah, I'm one of the few people. I've run for 4 times for president of the United States. Sure, as a writing candidate, and maybe I had a snowball's chance in hell, but guess what? I still claim I had the best website ever set up. In fact, it's still set up, 2020presidentsonmedicine.com. And, you know, I'm talking the truth. On the website, I have the cure for coronavirus. Something was known about 100 years ago. Except nobody wants to talk about it now, or everybody's being prohibited from talking about it. But it's on my website, you know. If you really care, you could find out about it. It's not the only cure, but it's a guaranteed cure. And this is what's going on. We're all suffering from unresponsiveness, you know. In order for people to unite, we have to respond to each other in some way or form, you know, whether it's a concert or an event or whatever. We can't just wait for the Galactic Federation to land their ships. You know, they have until July of 2025 to do this, to make the deadline in relation to the procession of the planets and the stars and the universe and the galaxy all moving about simultaneously. And I'm sure they're going to get to it before July 2025, but it'll last out close to that. And the way the government is gung-ho on making people suffer and taking away your rights, it could be a living hell for most of us for the next couple of years. Only because no one is willing to get up and take some physical actions. You know, and we have to find out from everyone, well, whose side are you on? From your local police department? Are you going to follow evil decrees that cause you to cause harm to innocent people? Or are you or just listen to whatever your commander says? Or are you going to be supportive of the people who understand there's a coup d'etat, there's a takeover of the United States of America happening now? It's half done already. The Democrats have taken over the White House, right? Under the direction of the New World Order. You know, it's not a full takeover of America because some of the military still sides with the real president, President Trump, who never really lost the election. And the fact that obviously so many judges were paid off big money to not even hear the case properly proves that they, you know, it was a sham. And on top of that, let's go back to unresponsiveness. Unresponsiveness of the American government. You know, for a couple of decades now, I've been trying to contact the American government and get some response to, like, why don't we start doing things that make sense? You know, I've invented a lot of things along the line here. I've invented foolproof flood control. What about all your people in Europe, you know? There is foolproof flood control, but if you don't contact me, you'll never know about it. I hear a phone ringing. Can you believe this? I hear a phone ringing through my show while I'm in. I don't know. Is there somebody calling? I mean, that would be a logical guess. Is there someone calling into the show? Or why are the wires crossed and I'm hearing a phone ringing? And I might be hearing somebody answering the phone now. But I'll just move on. Because I'm not going to let trivial things like that bother me. And I just heard the phone hang up, too. So what does that say? Are the wires crossed? Who's crossing the wires? Are the machines creating their own gremlins to annoy us? You know, that's one of the things that government has done that really gets talked about. Over the years, they've made decisions that have done their best to destroy the things that humanity has liked and loved over the years. I'll give you some examples. Humanity used to love to go to the picture shows. Big giant screens, beautiful theaters, and it was a communal thing. And even if the picture was bullshit or whatever, we all had the experience of seeing it together. And we walked out of the theater, and it was a collective moment. And then TV destroyed that, because we all got lazy. Well, we don't want to go to the movies, so we'll sit home and watch the movie. Didn't even know it was on a tiny screen. But that aspect of humanity died. And then there was the drive-in theaters that we had, you know. Families would go, lovers would go especially, park their cars in the back and jump in the rumble seat in the back and fog up the windows and make love and shake, rattle, and roll. And everybody in society that had a partner to go to the drive-in with went and did that. It was part of American society. And, the drive-ins are growing now too, you know? And then there was the top 20 on the radio, you know? At a time, there was only a few radio stations. Basically, the one that had the most power had the most social control musically of society. And there was a time, like in the New York City area, with WABC, had the super powerful radio station. So if you, back in the day when people had cheap transistor radios and cheap home radios, you only could pick up one or two stations. You were bound to pick up WABC. And they, every week, they had the top 20 with their famous DJ, Cousin Brucey. And the world socially revolved around what was the top 20 songs being played on the radio. And you walked into a small restaurant, you walked into stores, everybody would have WABC on, so you were hearing the music all day long of what was known as the top 20. And that was a part of society that disappeared also when FM radio came in strong, because they were gaining a portion of the listening audience. And so another part died. And of course, even before that, the automobile industry was killed in America, because the government started making all these restrictions and laws that, one, raised the price of a car, two, took away all the inventive designing that made the cars look so attractive. Now they all look like shoeboxes or jelly beans. And that was, we have to thank the federal government for doing that, all under the premise they were doing us a favor. And they've destroyed other things that were great about America. The amusement parks got destroyed, the small amusement parks, the wooden roller coasters got replaced with the metal ones. The trolley systems got destroyed, so the bus companies can make more profit selling buses in cities. And this was done on purpose. And basically, America was being changed over without anyone asking us, do we want to give up these things we liked for what was coming new down the pipe. And basically, they've continued on that path. They're taking away our rights. The motor vehicle laws, at least in America, got overly restrictive. The police department became nothing but leeches and vultures hanging out to victimize motorists. To gain money for the township so they could line their pockets. You know, they made more restrictions on housing to make the poor people suffer and make the rich be able to buy the poor people out who couldn't hold their own because of the new regulations and restrictions. And we can thank government for all these bad things, you know. And they further restricted motor vehicles. And then they turned that into control tactic. They force you to wear a seatbelt eventually, you know, which restricts your breathing, which is over half your life force. Nobody ever talks about that, but I'm talking about it, you know? And then we got the dangerous airbags, you know, so like, you're flirting with death every time you're driving in a car because, like, you know, people like to drink their sodas or even beers while they're driving, and people can drink a few beers and drive. That's bullshit that you can't drink a beer and drive. Of course, they made the laws that the cop catches you drinking the beer in an open container. You could lose your friggin' license for that and pay thousands upon thousands of dollars in fine, and your life could get destroyed simply because you had an open container. Who made this fucking law? The devil himself? Well, these laws are just as bad, and of course, all the drug laws are the same thing, you know? People smoke pot, do whatever, because they want to feel better. It's called life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know? And marijuana is the most harmless thing of all times, and people get along when they smoke marijuana. People drink too much, they get into fights. Well, I guess that's why liquor will always be illegal, because the government wants us to get in fights and do stupid things and get arrested and go to jail and pay fines and suffer. And basically, that's what they've been doing, the government. And of course, they've all been under the influence of the New World Order from way back when. You know, they were working in mind control 100 years ago, and they found some simple ways of doing it back then, but now it's done on a grand scale. Your TV signals are being broadcasted as their carrier waves for all the subliminal information that the government wants you to absorb in your mind, like obey, take the vaccine, believe the liars on TV, you know? This is what's being fed into your mind subliminally. Can anybody out there prove it's not happening? Listen, I wrote the book. It's called Connect the Dots Theory, that explains that I changed the definition of truth, and I changed, you know, what you need to prove and who needs to prove it. And I changed a few definitions of another important words. Hey, you can read that for free. Just Google it. You know, Google's willing to give you the first like 40 pages of my book for free. And then there are the definitions. But of course, that's only 1/10 of the valuable information in my book. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name from the show. Because when we start connecting the dots, a picture begins to form. And though I tried my best to show you the picture of what's happening to humanity right now, we have some very serious problems. The government is going in for the kill. The government are the puppets. All governments are totalitarian governments owned and operated by the New World Order from behind the scenes. You know, the real decision makers in the world, the ruling families, the powerful ETs that mind control the ruling families. That's right. The ruling families think they're running the world, but they're not. It's the powerful mind controlling ETs. And the demonic beings, who also really are powerful mind controllers, they are controlling the whole situation. And it's all about enslaving mankind and using us and abusing us and making us suffer. And the government is in lockstep with that plan right now. They are your enemy. We are at war with our government. There are no nice people in government now. If they are, they should resign and denounce the evil houses of power that all governments have become. This is it. This is the final battle. This is 1984 being played out. This is the book of the Revelation coming true. All these things are coming to a head. You need to choose sides. Where you're going to be? Are you with justice and goodness and love, or are you with war and power and control? You know, you can't have them both. you gotta choose, you know, choose the light or choose the darkness, because that's where we're at. This is the final battle. We're in it now. Stand up and fight for your life. Well, you still have a chance to, because it will be taken from you whether you like it or not. That is part of the plan. If you don't understand that, how stupid are you? I mean, really, those of us who see what's going on, we've been warning you for over a year what's going on here. And you're still lounging about on your couch like a bunch of dead sheeple and listening to everything the TV tells you to do. And when they tell you to jump off the cliff, you're going to fucking jump off the cliff like the morons you fucking are. And that's the type of people we have. We have the people that are thinking, like myself, and the people who are not thinking, otherwise known as the sheeple, the pacifists, the brain dead puppets, vaccine takers, the mask wearers, you know. You're nothing but puppets and stooges for the new world order. And the only reward you're going to get is a one-way ticket to the FEMA camp where they're going to kill you one way or another. If they haven't killed you already, this is what is going on. There is no one who can prove to me that it's not going on. Wake up and fight for your life while you still have some breath in you to do it. And take off your damn seatbelt when you're driving, and take off your mask because you're restricting your air, you know, oxygen. It's half your life force, and you've allowed the government to trick you to limit your life force, half of your life force. Well, you know what? We're coming to the end of the show. All I got to say, hey, I can change the conversation on the dime, and what I'm going to say now is, listen, I've got a lot of good ideas and a lot of loving points of view out in my music, and it's out there. I got 25 videos on YouTube. Why don't you watch at least one of them, like The Earth, She Loves You, you know? The Earth is a personality. It has a feelings. The Earth does love you, and all she wants is for you to love her back. I sing about it in the song, The Earth, She Loves You. It's on YouTube. I've got other, like, inspiring songs. This Is Your Sunny Day. It's out there on YouTube. Hey, I am the author. I am the songwriter. I am the singer. I am the recording artist. I am Tom Edison, T-O-M. E-D-I-S-O-N, kind of like the inventor. And I'm on YouTube. I've got my Subway Fantasy movies, you know, rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy, the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever made. It's out there on YouTube. And I also got Subway Fantasy 2, which features some of the greatest guitar playing that ever hit the airwaves since Jimi Hendrix, you know? It's out there in Subway Fantasy, too. It's entertaining. It's fun. You know, I got my song, Break the Ice. You know, play it. There's other songs called Break the Ice, too, but you got to, like, key it in. Break the Ice by Tom Edison, T-O-M, E-D-I-S-O-N. Hey, that's who I am. Hey, my handle on Twitter is Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. Oh, my Lord. Well, I'm going to end the show, and you're going to hear a lead guitar solo from my song, Are You the Party in Kind? You want to see what it is to have fun in life? Well, watch that video. Are You the Party in Kind? In fact, you don't even have to go to YouTube. Just Google that in, and the video will pop up. And watch it till the end, and you'll see what the party in kind is. And the lead guitar solo at the end of that That starts the end of my show, followed by my anthem. I got to meet somebody. I got the video out on that, too. If you listen to it, that song all the way to the end, you'll hear the horse galloping. If you watch the video on YouTube, I got to meet somebody, you'll see the horse galloping at the end of the video. Okay, Mr. Engineer. If you didn't, if you had been watching the video images while the show was going on, you would have seen that 100-year-old cartoon. If not, you'll have to download it a couple of days from now when it's available. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here and let the world know. Tell your friends to tune in next week because we have to get some unity and get some action going in. People have to learn how to become responsive. Don't be unresponsive like the damn unresponsive government, because then you're just as bad as them. Damn. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, I'm waiting. I guess the engineer isn't by the machine yet. So, while I'm still talking, Subway Fantasy 3 will be out in a couple of weeks. But if you haven't watched Subway Fantasy and Subway Fantasy 2, why would you want to watch Subway Fantasy 3? Or maybe you want to watch them backwards. But that'll be 26 videos after then when that pops up. But it's on its way, and it will be something totally different, because that's what I do. I'm always cutting a new path through the woods. And there are a lot of good people out there on Twitter that put forth entertaining video segments. They do fantastic artwork, and some of the best artwork on the planet now is appearing on Twitter, believe it or not, and probably other platforms too. So, just to let you know, it's happening, and the galactic beings are going to land on planet Earth. Okay, let's try this again. Time to end the show, Mr. Engineer. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All right, well, we'll just keep talking, It doesn't matter, because I'll just extend the show, whatever. I'll take command of the situation here. I'm going to extend the show beyond the time limit, beyond the time zone. Use your imagination. Think of what you want this world to be. Focus on that. Don't waste your time focusing on what's wrong. Of course, we have to deal with what is wrong, but focus your attention on what you want. Do you want beautiful skies, calm waters, a light, fizzly rain, perfect temperatures, a sandy beach without pollution, plenty of fruits and vegetables for everyone to just pick off the ground wherever they're grown, and plenty of good things for everybody. Vehicles that run on anti-gravity machines, no need for tires, no need for gasoline, and everybody getting along and nobody really doing anything wrong. And of course, the opportunity to smoke pot, expand your consciousness with hallucinogenic substances, even though they are not hallucinogenic, that's a false term, they're mind-expanding substances. Again, all the drug laws are evil. Well, anyhow, let's contact our the engineer again and try to get his attention. I'll give him the countdown, and maybe he can take us out of here now. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
zero.
Well, that didn't do it. He must have got beamed up by extraterrestrials, you know. They like good people. He's a good person, so the extraterrestrials are beaming up good persons. Now, the good extraterrestrials, of course, be careful who you let beam you up, because you never know who it could be. It could be some praying mantis head insectoid who wants to, I don't know, bite off your head. I don't know. But we know there's good extraterrestrials and bad extraterrestrials. Let's stop the stupid conversation as to life there in outer space. Of course there is. Only a fool would think they're not. And of course the government has made fools of us all, because they condescend to believing that, yeah, well, they haven't heard anything from anybody. I guess they're not out there. Meanwhile, the hidden records showed that they've been interacting with humanity for a long, long time. And the records of such events have been carefully kept from the general public, because we want, it was long ago determined that we want the people of Earth to believe this is it. There's nothing outside of Earth. You live here, you die here, it's over, you know? And people have believed that for thousands and thousands of years. It's sad but true. And, you know, hey, I don't give up. Let's see if the engineer is listening. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I don't know what to say. Well, like, we've gone beyond the point of the video right now. So this show has to end. I'm going to do the countdown again. Jeez, Mr. Engineer, wake up. You know? snort some upper. Take a few uppers. Countdown is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world.